This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
All right. We are live at the State House, right in Concord, and we're at the Propane Safety and Training event. And if anybody wants to have lunch, you can come on down, have some free lunch. And Mike, you tasted some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it look, you had some jambalaya, I heard.
Are you able to hear me okay? Yeah, we got a loose wire here.
I can't.
Yeah, we got a loose wire. We got to get my microphone fixed. Sorry, we'll share the same mic here for just a moment. I did actually sample some of the food because, after all, this is all about food and eating. And I'm telling you, there are so many propane-fired grills. It's working now?
Can you hear me here?
I can hear you there. Yeah. But if you move it around sometimes, it just kind of dies on you. So.
There we go.
All right, we'll swap back again. Okay. There you go. All right, so this is the Propane Outdoor Living Safety Day. It goes until 2 this afternoon. It began this morning at 9. Now, I know, Carol, you didn't get to try too much of the food because you're on a very specific, almost down to the calories.
I do have to tell you, I'm getting pretty sick of chicken, brown rice, and veggies.
Are you really?
That is for sure. And all this stuff down here smells so good.
Oh, it's here to test you. That's why it's here.
It is, and that's okay. I'm pretty strong.
No, you're doing really well.
I'm
impressed. But I mean, somebody was actually grilling bacon, which you never see
when you
go to an event like this. We are right next to Energy North Propane, and they're the ones that had bacon. They also were grilling up some moose meat. I mean, this is New Hampshire, after all. And one of our listeners brought by a cooler filled with moose meat, and folks been trying that as well.
Yeah. Everything smells so good. So if you haven't had lunch, come on down and grab some lunch.
It's free. It's free, we should point out.
Yeah, and it is. Free. Just come on in, and there's how many? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like at least eight or nine vendors here that are serving food, all different kinds of
yes.
stuff. And Tazzy is over there. Tazzy D. Moo from Miles Smith Farm. That's the pet pig, Carol's, and she's going to be making an appearance with us in the second hour.
If I was a pig walking around with all these girls, I'd be really nervous, Carol. If you know what I mean. Hey, you know what I want to acknowledge is Jim Barnes has been entertaining here on the State House front lawn here for part of our Propane Outdoor Living Safety Day, doing a beautiful job with all kinds of music. He is called a balladeer, singer-songwriter, entertainer, and storyteller, and his stuff is still set up, so we may hear a little more music from Jim Barnes, and we thank him for being a part of this really fun day. The weather couldn't be nicer, Carol.
It's absolutely gorgeous. It's very, very nice out here. And so what did you, grand opening yesterday.
Oh, yes, at the brand new Red Arrow.
Brand new Red Arrow in Londonderry.
A lot of dignitaries, huh?
A lot of dignitaries were there, including Governor Hassan. Mm-hmm. And that was very fun. She was very gracious, very nice. It was great. And it goes on through today as well. So anybody that goes into the Red Arrow Diner in Londonderry gets free raffles. And today at 3:30, we'll be pulling names out and winning all
kinds.
And
you got really cool stuff provided by some of your suppliers and some of your vendors. They come up big for you, right?
They did. Coke brought a ton of stuff. A lot of food purveyors. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff to give away. And the grand prize is free breakfast for two for a year.
And this is no purchase necessary, right?
No purchase necessary.
So, folks, if it's free, it's for you.
There you go. Free Coke on exit. So.
Yeah.
And then the soda fountain, we're bringing them back to retro prices. It's 5 cents.
Seriously?
Yeah, 5 cents when you're in the diner.
Now, is that what a Coke cost in 1922 when the first version of the Red Arrow opened?
I'm not sure.
I bet
sure.
it was even
we
less
just
than
picked
that.
5 cents.
Oh, that's great.
Really, you know,
yeah.
We just thought it would be fun to
oh,
do
yeah,
that
I
for
love
like
that.
A couple of days. So, yeah.
Very
yeah,
cool.
So
and the governor was there, and she was hanging. Did you give her some Dinah fingers?
I did. Yeah. They did a walkthrough, and she chatted with me for a good 5 minutes or so and offered her Dinah finger, and she snatched one
She
right
mounted
up.
Into it?
And she did. And if you go to the Red Arrow's Facebook page, you'll see pictures of her eating one of our Dinah fingers.
I kind of wish that you had brought some today because we're hoping that we have a second to chat with her if she comes out of the State House.
I hope she does.
And if you were to give her that, she would say, oh, my God, Carol, you're my hero. You brought me a Dinah finger 2 days in a row.
She did say she was watching her figure. So,
well, you know what? I have never met a woman that hasn't said that. regardless of her size or wherever in life. So I buy it sometimes. So, Carol, we are giving away this. You know, I've been doing radio for 44 years. I can't remember ever giving this combination of prizes away. Explain what we have.
We have, it's eight of them, right, Mike? Eight or ten. Yeah, I think there's eight to ten full tanks of propane that we are giving away here today. We are here till the end of the show. And all you have to do is come up to the table. We have some paper and pens here, and you just put your name and phone number. We're going to put it in a bag, and throughout the show, we're going to pull names, and you win a free full tank of propane.
It's 15 pounds.
15 pounds, yeah.
It's the traditional size tank that you would find with most home gas grills.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, and these look like they're brand-new tanks. I don't think they're reconditioned.
I think they definitely
are. It's the AmeriGas Propane Exchange. 15 pounds. They're all full and ready for you to start grilling at home. Compliments of our hosts today, the Propane Gas Association of New England, and we'll be chatting with them as the show goes on. But I think in a few minutes we're going to do the comedy cold cuts segment for today, because I got kind of a summer theme picked out. Camping, found some really funny comedy along those lines. Also going on here is something called Grilling for Heroes. I don't know if you heard about this. The theme for this year's expose is Grilling for Heroes, helping to raise money for veterans. All grillers on site will be wearing Grilling for Heroes aprons.
I did see those.
Yes. And with a donation of $5 or more, attendees will get a full grilling cookbook available for download. And you can find out more. They've got a website. I won't read that to you now. Better for you to come down. We have a nice crowd, but there is still room for more people,
There's
Carol.
There's plenty of room here for more people. So, again, if you're just tuning in, we're at the State House, and you can come on down, have some free lunch. There's quite a few vendors here, propane vendors that are, and Miles Smith Farm is here, too. I saw some of their beef jerky, and that is on my plan.
Have beef jerky?
I can.
Want me to go get you a couple
sticks? It's part of the protein. Maybe on the break I'll go grab one.
I think you should. I'll split one with you.
A jerky. They're in little pieces.
Okay.
I'm not a huge jerky person, but... it's the one thing I think I can have. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are some people that eat it all the time, and for me, it's once or twice a year.
Yeah, I actually made some a long time ago. I bought one of those...
Dehydrators?
Yeah, and I
made some,
and my nephews loved it. I had to make it for them all the time. So,
now, what did you use to season it, if anything?
Oh, gosh. Mike, that was years ago. I don't remember.
Oh.
Honestly don't remember. It was a recipe. It was like one of those... Ronco things or something. I'm not sure.
Yours for just $19.95 for six easy payments.
Yeah.
$3 a month for the rest of your life.
I fell for it. And remember when we were going to have one of those segments?
As seen on TV.
Well, gadgets in the kitchen that you don't use.
Oh,
that
right.
That get stuck under the cabinet.
Yes.
And, was one of mine. It went to one of my yard sales. Let's remind everybody that's here, too. Come on over to the table. Fill out your name and phone number. Put it in the yellow bag. And we're going to be periodically pulling out names to win a free tank of propane, full, 15 pounds.
Can't
go wrong there.
I mean, almost everybody has a propane-fueled grill in their backyard. So why not come and get a free tank? This will last you for a while.
Yeah.
I think they're brand new tanks with the 15 pounds of propane fuel ready for you to take away. Again, our host today, the Propane Gas Association of New England. They've been doing this for many, many years. This is the 7th annual Outdoor Living Safety Day right here in the shadow of the State House in Concord, New Hampshire. It's a beautiful sight today. The weather is great. I even see this is a dog-friendly event, and I like that.
Yes. I love dog-friendly events when you can take the dog and, yes. And, I told you I got that electric fence, right?
Yes, a couple weeks ago. How's that working out? Oh, God bless you.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Quick sneeze.
Out of nowhere. Yeah. It is working so good. Molly comes out in the morning with me when I'm watering my plants and all. Oh, my gosh. It's so, so good. She's like petrified to go near the flax, which I think is great. And I can't tell you how happy I am with it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is it working for Daryl, too? Keeps him in the yard?
Yeah, keeps him in the yard, all right.
Oh, well, yeah. So anyway, we're right on, you know where the state, it's right at Capitol Street and North Main. Parking could be a challenge because the Main Street project, which began last year, will go for another year and a half. But they're going to actually finish off the east side of the north part of Main Street by the end of June for market days. And because all the good weather, they're either on schedule or even ahead. I know this because I just did a magazine story about it.
Oh, wow.
And then they're going to start on the west side, which is where we are. And then they'll eventually finish that and then go to South Main Street. and finish all that up. So the lady that used to have the hot dog cart up here on North Main is way down on South Main, and I was talking to her for part of this story I was doing. She's getting a lot of new customers that never even saw her before because they never came up to North Main. They just stayed in their little part of the world.
So that's probably really good for her. That's awesome.
It is. Last I checked, she was in front of the Concord Co-op store. I don't know if they've moved her or if she's somewhere else. But anyway, things are torn up. It's going to be beautiful when it's done. The sidewalks are going to be bumped way out, so there'll be more room for restaurant seating, also rack sales and things like that. And you're a shopper, Carol, so
I am. Unfortunately,
is there anything better than seeing a rack of stuff outside in front of the store because there's some hidden gems in there?
I love it, love it, love it. Yes, I think that's cool when they do that.
I love eating outside too.
Yes.
So there'll be a lot more of that here on North and South Main Street. It's scheduled to be concluded by November of next year. But like I said, the weather has been so perfect. They're ahead of schedule.
You never really hear about
that
being ahead of schedule.
We all got so familiar with the big dig in Boston. You know,
the
$3 million, which became a $15 billion project.
Oof.
I mean, it's nice that it's done now, but it was just this massive red tape boondoggle. That could never happen in New Hampshire, could it, Carol?
I don't think so.
I wasn't born here, so I don't know if the culture would allow for that. But I'm going to guess it could never happen north of the state line.
I don't think so. Somebody laughing.
probably a legislator. The suits are now out on their little lunch break, their tags, so we know that they are. Isn't this a day off?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But I never wear my tag.
He doesn't wear his tag. All right. Well, that's good. So we will not quiz you. But anyway, there's plenty of room for you to come and enjoy the free food. And if you love the smell of your grill in the backyard, multiply that by about 15 because everywhere you look, there's people grilling stuff. There's sausage. I had some maple sausage.
I heard about that.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
It looked really good. Yeah. Exactly. Everything looks delicious, and it smells delicious, and you had jambalaya, too. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Technically, it's not jambalaya, but it's jambalaya rice, I think. Good luck to you, sir. Oh, did you have that, too?
Ooh.
All right. So we've got fans who are here have actually sampled some of this food, and you're going to go get some jerky during our break, which is coming in a couple of minutes.
I'm going to be
brave. Bring one back for me if you wouldn't mind.
I will. And you know what? Maybe we do need to take a break, but how about if we pull a name right now?
All right. Sounds good to me. All right.
We've got 8 or 10 of them to give away, so
Mr. Bob Lipman.
Bob Lipman.
Who is a frequent producer of Food for Thought. Just pull out one. Our first of several propane winners. I was going to let you read it on the air.
All right. Here is the first winner. It is Michelle Bourgeois of Northfield. I don't know if Michelle Bourgeois is here and wants to come and pick up a can of propane. She just won. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to go on a short break. And actually, we have her phone number here, too. We can call her. And tell her she won.
That will make her day, Carol.
I think so. I mean, today's a perfect grilling day, too.
God.
She can leave here, go to the grocery store, get some barbecue, and go grill. So.
Well, first she can come here and eat for free.
Well, yes, eat for free.
Get her tank, and have some more.
Just
OD on grilled food today. What a way to go.
Michelle Bourgeois, if you're here and you can hear us, come on, pick up your free tank of propane. And you are listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the State House today, and we're going to be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the State House right in Concord, and we are at the 7th annual Propane Outdoor Living Safety Day. And if anybody has not had lunch yet, come on down. It is free lunch. Like Mike said earlier, you know, if you like grilling, times that by about 12 to 15, and it smells so wonderful. And we just tried some beef jerky from Miles Smith Farm. It was delicious.
It was just a little tiny piece making us want more.
I'll
go get us more
really
during the next break.
Yeah, it's your turn next. Okay.
And it's approved. It's okay for you to have that, right?
It is. I mean, you know, I'll probably just have one more piece.
Okay.
You know, and that's cool because I have my protein
two
drink.
Two for me,
I'm
one
gonna,
for you.
There you go. Two for you, one for me. That's okay. I'm all right with that.
I've noticed that, you know, I think the peak lunch rush is done. So it's a little easier to navigate now.
Yeah.
There's also a bottled water. I mean, there's every kind of grilling meat. I mean, you're not going to find any filet mignon, but there was moose steak.
There was some moose steak.
We did have steak here just a little while ago. And folks are trying that. And I'm looking at the Energy North propane guys grilling right next to us.
Grill is full.
The grill is full. They are going to keep grilling until everything is eaten. So I may have to contribute to that cause here as the time goes on. But it's been great. They actually had bacon. Bacon!
Yeah, you said
you
that.
You guys out of bacon? They probably are, huh?
I don't know.
I had a couple slabs of, and I'm going to guess it was probably New Hampshire bacon.
It looked really good.
It did.
It was a nice kind of
it was
the thicker
cut
too.
It was, yeah. and they cooked it just right.
Yeah.
I've never actually grilled bacon, but now I'm thinking.
I know. I never really heard of that either.
I'm
but
not sure
why not?
If they've got sort of like a little
a great like a yeah I know what you mean like
yeah
a,
so it does
grate,
so the
but,
grease because I mean
right.
you're gonna have the
oh,
world's
gosh.
Worst grease fire with
Flames.
Bacon,
and then we're gonna blow up with all these free cans of propane here.
Well, that's why we're going to be giving away during the show
yes.
as quickly as we can. Propane Outdoor Living Safety Day, live from the Concord State House front lawn, and the weather is so much better. If this had been yesterday before the storms got here, it was so sticky. Got a nice mix of clouds and sun, good little
nice
breeze going through.
It's beautiful.
And you know, when I think about outdoor cooking, camping comes to mind.
Yes.
Now, I don't know a lot about your past, but I need to know, have you ever been a camper?
Yes.
Really?
And you know what? When we were in South Carolina, Daryl and I, last week, we talked about going camping. He loves to fish, and he likes to go to Cranes Beach.
Yes, in Massachusetts.
And so we are going to do some camping.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I know. I used to love it.
Yes.
I know. People don't think that I would like that.
I wouldn't guess that. Because you're very much a city girl and you like the nice things. But you can have nice things with camping, too.
Of course you can.
You know?
I don't use a blow dryer or a curling iron. I'm good.
And you have a Gucci sleeping bag, right?
No, it's Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Well, that is our topic for today, I thought. Because, honestly, I couldn't find very many
comedy cold cuts
that had to do with there was some grilling stuff, but the funniest ones were Eddie Murphy, but he swears about every four words.
Yeah.
So that was not an option for us today. So the next best thing is camping, because you always prepare your meals outside. So there's our tie-in today for our theme on comedy cold cuts, camping. And we'll begin with our favorite food comedian, Jim Gaffigan, on The Pulse.
I went camping recently for this next joke, and I married a woman who loves to camp, and I am what you would call indoorsy. I'm surprised we can still get people to camp. Hey, want to burn a couple of vacation days sleeping on the ground outside? No. What if I told you to get the crap standing up in the woods? I still wouldn't want to go. You'll wake up freezing covered in a rash.
Oh.
All right, I'll go. My wife always brings up, camping's a tradition in my family. Hey, it was a tradition in everyone's family till we came up with a house. My parents never took me camping. You know why? Because they loved me. It'll get you closer to nature. I want to keep the relationship professional. If it's so great outside, why are all the bugs trying to get in my house? Some places you have to pay to camp. You have to pay to sleep outside. That's gotta be insulting to the homeless people. How much does it cost you? I live out here! That must be really expensive. Occasionally at the campsite you'll see the Winnebago. That's kind of cheating, isn't it? Oh, that's what I forgot. My house. There's always that one couple at every campsite that's been camping for way too long. They have the folding chairs, the Christmas lights in July. We'd love to have you for dinner. I'm sure you would. Yeah. Now, how do I get a padlock on my tent so we're not eaten by Ma and Pa Dahmer?
Happy camper!
Has anyone ever really been a happy camper? Because whenever we use that term, we're being sarcastic. He is not a happy camper. Why don't we just call him a camper? He's miserable. You know who's a happy camper? The guy leaving the campsite. He's the happiest camper. He gets to take a shower.
He ruined camping for me.
To be fair, it is beautiful during the day, you know, but at night you're always like, we're all gonna die! There's monsters out there! I see their eyes! I probably wouldn't be so scared if I wasn't sleeping in a bag. Hey, let's prepackage ourselves for the serial killer, huh? I can't get away, can you? I could hop for a little, but I'm dead meat. You ever have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night? You always look at your friends. Nice knowing you. Anyone want to come and get killed with me, or you want to get killed looking for me? We're all dead. It's not just serial killers. There's bears out there. Last time I went, I got this pamphlet that said if a bear approaches, you're supposed to play dead. Really? We're going to rely on my acting skills? Play dead? Who came up with that? Maybe the bears? Play dead, cover yourself in honey, climb on a large white plate. Don't try to run away from us. I mean the bears. How does that even work? There's a bear. Hope the bear thinks we die standing up. As if bears have some ethical code. I don't mess with dead bodies. I'm a bear, not an animal. That was the worst impression of a bear ever. Play dead. I'm not saying that strategy didn't work once, but when they find a body that's been mauled by a bear, how do they know that guy wasn't playing dead? Maybe he was the best at it. And the bear was like, great performance, but I'm starving. And he looks like a burrito. Why are we even camping where there's wild animals? That wouldn't be a selling point for anything else. Oh, it's a beautiful golf course. Plus, around the ninth hole, there's a pack of wolves. If they start running at you, just play through.
There you go, Jim Gaffigan, his take on camping, and I'm sure a lot of people would feel that way, and you'll be doing some camping later
so
this summer.
So relate to a lot of what
this
he
didn't change
said.
Your mind, though, hopefully.
No, it didn't. No. Of course not. No, no. It'll be a new adventure for Daryl and I. We always love adventure.
Well, that's a good thing. Let's. Before we take a break, we'll give you one more cold cut, then we'll come back after the break. And next hour, we'll be talking to a lot of the people who've been working for you, making lunch today at the State House for the Propane Outdoor Living Safety Day, live on the Pulse WTPL.
And you know what? Let's just, before you do that, let's just remind people they can come on over to our table here at the Pulse and fill out their name and phone number to win a free tank of propane, 15-pound propane tank. So
gotta
we're going to be
that.
Pulling names. So
terrific.
Yes, there you go.
All right, so this is a young lady who I actually was not familiar with, but she's got a pretty good take on camping as well. This is Andy Smith on the Pulse.
My mom called the other day. She called the other day, and we got to reminiscing about what a ray of sunshine I was when I was 16 years old. Right? My parents would take me camping. That was their thing they liked to do. I'm an only child. That's just more time for us to stare at each other. And they never took me, like, wilderness camping. They never did that. They always took me to some campground somewhere. And I don't know if you guys have ever been to a campground or not, but it's pretty much a bunch of people who don't live in a trailer park yet like to vacation there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. A lot of Spuds McKenzie t-shirts. Mm-hmm. A lot of drunken retirees everywhere. I just tried to fit in. That's what I did. I just kind of hung out with everybody else in some lot somewhere, like, what? Ed caught 40 bluegill. Well, pass the dirty ketchup. This is living. Yeah. I wonder what the poor people are doing. I don't even know. Yeah. The only thing I liked about camping was the fact that you could be drunk and have dirty feet, and you still had a pretty good chance of hooking up. I like that. You know, that's a good vacation. Right? Give me my good flip-flops. We're going to the rec center. That is a good time.
Andy Smith and her take on camping on the Pulse, 107.7 WTPL. What's the name of that pig over there?
Tassie D. Moo.
Tassie D. Moo is kind of the celebrity of today's propane safety event.
She is the celebrity.
But I noticed that there was a dog.
I know,
really,
he was getting a little upset, I think.
Know what to make of the pig. Because this is the pig's territory. It is not the dog's territory. It's all about the pig today.
And Carol right now just has her kind of, did you hear her squeal?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to have Carol and Tassie with us next hour when we devote the whole second part of the show to today's event.
Yes, yes, she'll be on with us.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We have one more comedy cold cut for you, and another one of our favorite food comedians, John Panette.
And let's pull a name.
You want to pull a name now?
Pull a name
really?
Before
okay.
we... Sure.
All right.
We have a few here
for
to give away.
For those of you folks that think we're on a script, we just kind of do it as we go along. And
I know.
There you go, Carol. What you got?
We have Walter Parkhurst of... Ooh, what does that say?
Looks to me like Loudon.
Loudon. Loudon, New Hampshire.
I think that says Loudon.
I'm not sure.
03301. Yeah, that's Loudon. Like I know zip codes.
I'm not sure. But anyway, Walter Parkhurst, do you want a free can of propane, 15-pound propane for your grill?
Compliments of AmeriGas Propane Exchange.
There you go.
And our host today, the Propane Gas Association of New England, good enough to have us here as our partners. We'll be back. More camping on the Comedy Cold Cut section of Food for Thought. Carol and Mike, The Pulse, WTPL.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hello, everybody. It's 12:47, 107.7 The Pulse, WTPL. This is our annual venture with the Propane Outdoor Living Safety Day. It's Carol and Mike, and it's all presented by Propane Gas Association of New England. We'll find out more about them and what they do, and some of the people that actually raised the food that we actually have enjoyed today. We have been handed full packs of beef and pork sticks, jerky, in other words. It doesn't say jerky on here, so maybe this is like the upgraded version.
It must be. They're delicious, but it's from Miles Smith Farm, and we'll be talking to Carol and pet Tazzy, the pet pig. She's here, so if you want to see like a little baby pig, come on down. She's like walking around.
Now, this isn't a potbelly pig. This is a real pig, I think.
You know what? It's a miniature potbelly pig.
Oh, it is?
It's a miniature.
Because she's picking
like
it up and carrying it around.
Oh, yeah.
Would you be putting, like, girly clothes on it the way you do Molly?
I would. Although Molly does not like it when I put a dress on her. She gets very angry with me.
All right, we need to wrap up our segment on our comedy cold cuts today, because this one goes almost 5 minutes, but it's funny. It's John Panette, who actually passed here a couple of years ago, but he's played Concord, man. He's played everywhere, and he also doesn't like camping. John Panette on The Pulse.
I was talked into camping. 18 years on the road, I'm not a big camper. I've been spoiled by hotels. Not ungrateful, just spoiled. Camping to me is when room service closes at 10. If it's 10:30, I go, wow, I'm camping. Like that Survivor show? I watch it, it's interesting to watch, but I don't understand it. Because if I wake up in the morning and I have to look in the woods for breakfast, you don't have to vote me off the island. I'm putting out my own torch. Shh, there's one less for the Kutcher tribe. If you keep me now, it's kidnapping. So I was asked to go camping with some friends from college. I'm originally from Massachusetts, and I get a call. John, it's Dave from Boston. We're all going camping. And I got the gun put to my head. You know that gun? Everybody's going but you. You're the only one that's not going. Okay, I'll go. So I fly in, and I'm picked up in a Winnebago. You can rent them. They're beautiful. Captain's chairs, TV. Okay, camping. We drive up to Maine, which is beautiful. It's also the setting of most of Stephen King's novels. And we're asking directions, and people are saying creepy Maine stuff like, going way up there, huh? Yeah, why? Why? Why is everybody going back in the general store? Some folks never come back. We should have gone to Vegas. Vegas is better. Stay at Caesar's Palace, put a tent in the room. We're camping. I didn't have the right attitude for this. In this drive to Maine, we're not going to Bar Harbor, we're not going to Bangor. 9 hours on the Maine Turnpike. You can't go 9 hours. We're in Russia. We're gonna get out of the car and hear Privet Tovarish, Skardila. We get to the end of Maine near Russia. I have terrible allergies, and I didn't bring my allergy medication, so I took a Benadryl. Benadryl works, but it puts you in a coma. It says may make you drowsy. No drowsy, coma. Drowsy is I was like this. And we get to the camping area, And okay, we're going to sleep in the Winnebago. You unpack the grill, you're camping. No, we're leaving the Winnebago, and we're hiking about 5 miles on my vacation. I don't want to leave the Winnebago. In the horror movies, they leave the Winnebago, and the happy chubby one always dies second or third. Yeah. He says something like, who wants a marshmallow? They made me walk because we're losing the daylight. And nobody knew what they were doing, really. Everybody said, oh, yeah, we know what we're doing. You need guides up there for a lot of things. You should have a guide, I'm saying. Well, forget it. We'll go to a hotel. If you don't have a guide, you hear about this every summer. People go up there, and they hike, and they get lost. And some people die. They die of exposure, starvation. Sometimes they're barely rescued. And I'd hate for us to get lost up there. And everybody dies of starvation. Except me. And there I am when they rescue me. I feel pretty good. You can see it in my face a little, can't you? So no, it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll go on the forced march through the woods in my Benadryl haze so we can camp in tents near a lake because it's a lot of fun. And everybody brought camping stuff. Like, they look like Lewis and Clark. They had, like, backpacks, and they had knives, and you had rope, and I got my luggage from the airport, and I'm dragging it through the woods. My mood turned dark. I felt like Gollum on his way to Mordor.
You don't have any friends. They left you in the woods to die. They took away our Winnebago. That was my precious!
There you go, John Panette, who does a lot of comedy about food. Also, a pretty funny take on camping. And I am just shocked, perhaps, to find out, Carol, that you will be doing some camping this year.
I am. Take pictures just to prove it, too.
Well, I want the stories when you get back, because I'm sure there'll be some good ones.
I will. We were going to go this weekend, but I have a shower to go to tomorrow, so maybe next weekend.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
Well, that already wraps up our first hour live from the front lawn of the State House. It's the Propane Outdoor Living Safety Day.
And yes, people, come on over to the table, fill out your name, phone number. We're giving away free propane gas tanks. So 15 pounds, we're going to be pulling names. And stay tuned. We'll be right back talking to Joe Rose, the president of the Propane Gas Association of New England. We'll be right back.